السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، respected brothers or sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, I have recited part of an ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, O ye believers, make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance. Just give you the gist and the meaning of it. Zikran kathira. Now kathir, lots of explanations have been given and so many different tafsirs have been made. But here, for our purposes, we know that anything that we say, that it is in abundance, it's plentiful, then it must be in abundance and plentiful. If a person says that there's abundant amount of fruit in my stall, so then that stall must have abundant amount of fruit. He can't have one apple there and one peaches there and say there's abundant amount of fruit. In the same way, if we say that we got an abundant amount of water in the tank, or plenty of petrol in the tank. So now, plenty of petrol cannot mean that the person has got just 2 tablespoons of petrol in there. Plenty will mean that the tank is full, 3/4 full, but at least there's enough there. So in anything, when we say that there's plentiful, then it means plentiful. The zikrullah also of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, it must not be that the quantity is so little that it does not have the desired effect. And neither should it be such that there's great quantity but there's no quality in it. We need both, as I've explained many times, that we need both. We need the quantity also, which is sufficient to light up the heart of the person, to engulf that heart with nur. The person requires sufficient amount of zikrullah. But it must not be again just blind reading of some kitabs in which it is said that if you read this 10,000 times and that 100,000 times and that 50,000 times, now they start reading everything and then the person gets dehydration of the brain cells, then he doesn't get sleep, then his temper and anger knows no limits, and then he thinks that it's some kind of tajalli coming in his heart, whereas the Hazrat Mujaddid Rahmatullah Ali says that not tajalli, that's bijli in his head. The person is going off his head. And I've explained many times that, but it seems that sometimes there's a new person who requires the same example, that if there is someone that has been told, if some person is told that there's a lot of vitamins in apples, and as we have heard from our school days or childhood days, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So this person now takes one whole crate full of apples and eats it up, because a lot of vitamins in it. Or he takes 2 crates and eats it up. What's going to happen to him? So even if a thing is good, but it has to be of a quantity that can be digested. There must be sufficient quantity to be digested. If the person is unable to digest that much, then he has to gradually raise that capacity to digest that much. He has to gradually raise that capacity. So in our times, because of all the types of food which we eat, in which there's hardly any nourishment, Look at the different kinds of poisons they are adding, the different kinds of things that we hear of. So there's nothing left in that food. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that even with that food, He keeps us going. And He gives us strength in our bodies. And it enables us to undertake great, great tasks. Look at the people that are putting up huge, huge buildings. Which other food do they eat? They eat the same thing. If we say that it's not giving nourishment, then look at what those people are eating who are throwing bricks from here to the third floor and fourth floor. And the other person is catching it on top there. And those who are working in the heat of the sun go to Saudi Arabia, 50 degree heat, and they're putting up buildings. Which other kind of food were they eating? Which supplements were they taking? In fact, they can't even afford those supplements that the rich take, who after eating plentiful, then they take supplement. They supplement all after having eaten sufficiently. After the stomach is full, then there's another supplement. Now those people don't even have those supplements. So it is that little that they eat which is digested. That little that they eat, because of that hunger, it is digested fully. And that is what is giving them the strength in their bodies. And our problem is we eat so much that before the breakfast has been digested, we are already loading for lunch. And before that lunch can be digested, it is already supper loaded because the days are short now. And we work on timetable. The breakfast 7 o'clock, lunch 1 o'clock, and supper 6 o'clock after Maghrib. Now whether the person is hungry or not hungry, whether the food is digested or not, but the chicken is tasty, the biryani is tasty, so we have to eat. And if it's a walima, then it's gajar halwa also there, so that has to be pushed. Because it's free. We may not get another opportunity. So they say, make the best of it. Now what does that do to the system, we don't understand. So then how do we expect strength and health to then come in such a body? When strength and health is not going to come into such a body, then that person will require supplements. Now those people, they are working very hard and they earn very little salary. So most of the time we find them eating simple food and before the next meal, that food is fully digested because they are working again. So that is giving them strength. So what we are talking about is that whatever we take, it must be, the quantity must be right and the quality must be right. We must have the capacity to digest it. So read only that much which we have the capacity to digest. But unfortunately, our capacity is so limited that 5 times also if you tell somebody read La ilaha illallah in a day, they say, I've got a lot of work to do whole day. You know how much I work, Maulana? 5 times a day is too much. So people were reading 5,000 times, 50,000 times and 100,000 times. So now we are not saying read that many times, but at least one tasbih of La ilaha illallah, one tasbih of Durood Sharif, one tasbih of Astaghfirullah. That is a minimum. Now that much too, if we cannot do, then we can't say we don't have the capacity. Then we will say that we are really, really lazy. We are Bahrul Kahil, ocean of laziness. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed us that in his life, there was nothing but extreme busyness. He was busy all the time. There was so much to do. He was teaching. He was educating the people. People were coming into Islam. Jihad was taking place. So much of activities, caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute. 24 hours out of 24 hours, there was so much to do. But yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam found time for seclusion, for khalwat. Ma'Allah. Look at all the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Who could have been more busier than him? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was an extremely busy person. There was no question of any time that was wasted in his life. But he found time. Late night he is standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for long, long hours he used to stay. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many paras of the Quran Sharif he was reciting. His feet used to swell. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam found time for zikrullah. Look at the du'as that he is engaged in late part of the night. He couldn't even recognize his wife Hazrat Aisha on one occasion, because that was the time between him and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we have to find some time like that. People are saying that we're making some zikrullah, we're doing this, we're doing that, but we can't seem to find anything coming into the heart. It's not going to just come like that. Giving up of sins, as we say, that is the essential condition. Without that, we can't expect any kind of nur to come into the heart. That is just a dream. If a person wants nur to come into the heart with sins, to be cheerful, to talk, to laugh, to joke, to be good and kind and gentle and polite with the family, with the children and everything, that is part of Sharia and teaching of Deen. Sharia doesn't say that the person must be all the time gloomy and sulky with his family, children and everyone. Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was all the time happy, cheerful. And Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was all the time crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even in the public, that was his condition. So what was the decision that was made? When both of them said to each other, one said that, what is this that you are all the time crying before Allah? It seems like you got no hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. So he said, it seems like you don't have the khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to that extent. Of course, they were both nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they could have said things like this to each other. We can't say that. So then the angel was sent to make a decision, or to give a kind of a ruling, as we say. They said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that in public, stay like how Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam stays. That with people, be cheerful, be happy, talk to them nicely, inquire about their welfare, whatever it is. And in khalwat, be like Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In du'as, in seclusion, cheer before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So both things are required. So what I was saying is that the quantity must be right and the quality also has to be right. Flood waters, there's plenty of water. Its quantity is, we will say, is very great. But that flood water, I have mentioned many, many times now, that there's nothing but bilhazia if a person has to drink it, because it's carrying all the filth, the urine, the stool, the dead animals and the creatures and all the other filth from along the way that water is dragging along. So therefore, if the person drinks that, he's going to die. So we will say that that person must not drink that water. Yet it's plentiful of water. To quench his thirst, we'll say, give him a tumbler full of clean, pure water. So the quality has to be right, the quantity has to be right. So tonight, once again, we deal with that beautiful poetry of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, which is very, very relevant to our times, and therefore we read it on many different occasions. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna kabhi dil pe sabr karna kabhi dil se shukr karna. There is no other way. This I have explained 120 times now, that there are only two routes to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is our Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very, very loving, very compassionate, very merciful, very kind, very forgiving. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also tests His servants. Those who claim that they've got love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tests. And every Muslim and every mu'min, by virtue of his name itself, is claiming that he's got love for Allah ta'ala. So then how is it going to be proven that who are the true servants of Allah ta'ala and who are not? So sometimes it's going to be good health, good wealth, good children, good home, good everything, everything going for the person. And there's a test of shukr. This person, does he forget the giver of this ni'mat, or does he remember the giver of the ni'mat? So there's a test of his shukr. And if he passes that test, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increases those bounties and ni'mats, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with him. In the shukr, Allah ta'ala is with him. And sometimes it is sickness, it is pain, it is hardships, it's poverty, it's some other kind of test and trial, or there's plenty of deaths and mayats in the family. The person's son dies today, his daughter dies the other day, then the day before that. And sometimes it is half a dozen mayats leaving from the same family within the same week. Different kinds of tests are coming. Sometimes a person's house has collapsed in the rain. Sometimes the building got burnt. And I'm talking about those people who are pious and righteous. I'm not talking about those for whom it is an azab and punishment. But even for those who are pious and righteous, there can be lots of kinds of tests and trials. And in there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tests the person for his patience and for his sabr. And when he makes sabr, the inna allaha ma'as sabirin, the person really feels the closeness of Allah ta'ala, even in those difficulties and hardships and pain and suffering. He truly believes that my Allah is with me. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making my tarbiyah. Like how a child does not want to go to school. Grade 1 or 0 grade, many children. They do not want to go. And they think that that mother is a zalima, or that father is a zalim, that is dragging the child and taking the child to school. Child says, I don't want to go. So, no, you have to go. Child says, I want to return. So you can't return. You have to sit in that class. So at that time, the child thinks that that's some kind of zulm that the parents are making. But as the child starts learning and gets education and progresses, and then after that becomes a doctor and a professor and a lawyer and an engineer, and then it appreciates that if only my mother had had pity on me that day and said, all right, now, man, if you don't want to go to school, stay at home. The next year also stay at home, next year also stay at home, then what would have happened to that child? In the same way, operations. The surgeon has to put his knife on the body of a person. So is the surgeon making zulm on that patient? Or is the surgeon doing a favor to that patient? So, hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. I have explained this in detail on different occasions. And wallah, I'm saying in the masjid with the qasam, if only we can understand that much, that that is the only way that we can reach our Allah, and that's the only way we can please our Allah, and that's the only way that we can find sukoon in our hearts in spite of different kinds of tests and trials, then I won't be wrong. There is no other way. If it's difficulties, make sabr, you make use of the means. Last night at the hospital, I was saying to one patient that he's there for some lung problem and some other problem. So I said, you can see all this equipment here in this ward here. All those are means. You are sick. Now you're making use of all these means. And look at all the different bottles of medication here. So that is the means. So we make use of that. But at the same time we say it is from my Allah. My Allah is happy to see me in this condition. We don't purposely do things that are wrong. And then we say that is taqdeer. But if something comes, then the person makes use of the means, but he has confidence and trust in his Allah. Yaqeen in his Allah. Then see what a beautiful life it is. Tears will roll down the cheek sometimes when somebody's brother, father, son, child, somebody passes away. But inside the heart he will say it is the hukam of my Allah. And he is Hakim and is Hakim. He is wise also, and he is the one whose laws have to be obeyed also, and his decision has to be accepted also. So then finish, the person will have sukoon in his heart. There can be pain in the body, but sukoon in the heart. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna kabhi dil pe sabr karna kabhi dil se shukr karna ye teri raza mein jeena ye teri raza mein marna ye teri raza mein jeena ye teri raza mein marna meri abdiyat pe ya rab ye hai tera fazl karna. To live in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to die in the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Whatever my Allah is happy with, I am happy. If Allah ta'ala is not happy with something, then I am also unhappy. Those desires that come in the heart, which are from nafs and shaitan, the good desires, halal things, make use of it. But the evil desires that come, then the person says that I am going to smash them to smithereens. I'm going to make qatal of those desires. I'm going to slaughter those desires. I'm going to shoot those desires. Nowadays it's so common for every little argument, the person say, I'll boot you and I'll shoot you and I'll kill you and I'll murder you and I'll hang you and I'll do this to you and do that to you. Now these are the kinds of words which flow from our tongues and our mouths, unconcerned what kind of effect it is having on the hearts of the person that we are saying these words to. So if the person says, I can't help it, I got no control, those words just come out of my mouth. So then we say, no problem, use those same words. If you're really in love with those words, then use them. If the person really wants to use those words, nothing wrong, use them. But use it against your nafs and use it against shaitan. Tell nafs and shaitan that I'll kill you, I'll murder you, I'll shoot you, I'll boot you, I'll say all those words to shaitan and nafs. Why don't we use those words against nafs and shaitan, who are our real enemies? That time we are very quiet. That time we will use very, very sweet words. That how long was I waiting for you? Come, sit in my heart. So hey, isi tarah se ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Barbaad muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge. Mere dile na shad ko shad karenge. The person who has made barbaad of his dil for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will not make it barbaad again. He will not destroy that heart in which now sadness has come. Allah Ta'ala will put happiness. That gham which has come, that pain which has come in distancing oneself from those porn sites and from the dirty pictures and from all those pretty faces in the bazaars and marketplaces and all the other filthy magazines and novels and the discos and cinemas and theatres and rave clubs, that pain that came on the heart of this young person, outwardly it seems that it brought great amount of sorrow into his heart, but because he did it for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put such kind of sweetness of iman in that heart, And such kind of joy and happiness, if he does it sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and is consistent, it's not that he did it one second, next second again he became Banda of Shaitan. But if he did it continuously for a period of time and stayed mustaqeem, steadfast, then an ocean of noor will start flowing in that heart. He himself will become that well from which water is gushing forth. Ah, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all an understanding. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Yehi aashiqon ka shewa, yehi aashiqon ki aadat, kabhi gir yao buka hai, kabhi aahe sard barna. Yehi aashiqon ka shewa, yehi aashiqon ki aadat. What else does a lover do? The lover sometimes is crying in the remembrance of his beloved. And especially if that beloved has left this world, or that beloved is in another part of the world. Look at the illicit love relationships, what the person does. So how many tears people have shed for their beloveds. And there's nothing wrong if that beloved is a permissible beloved. To love the mother, love the father, love the children, love one's family, all these things are beloved for a person. Nothing wrong. He can even love his business within the parameters of Sharia. So if there's any loss, there's nothing wrong even if we shed some tears. But when will we shed tears in the love of Allah? Which day did we say that these tears are in the love of my Allah? How I miss my Allah. How I wish my Allah can come into my heart. He who is my benefactor. He who has blessed me with everything that I possess. In His love I am shedding these tears. Not only out of hope and fear. But then we have to be initiated in it. Until then we won't understand this language. We will understand it when it comes to human beings. But when we talk about love of Allah Ta'ala and shedding tears in the love of Allah Ta'ala, then that we can't understand. Until we don't taste the sweetness of the sugar, we can write a whole volume on how sugar is manufactured, but the person's mouth will never get sweet. If a person writes 10 volumes on sugar, right from the beginning to the end, every detail of sugar cane, and how it is grown, and how it is harvested, and how it is taken to the mill, and how it's crushed, and all the process, and he writes volumes on it, will his, or he keeps reading one tasbih, sugar, 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 will his mouth become sweet? He has to taste that sugar. Just by reading tasbih, sugar, sugar, the mouth became sweet. Then all these sugar mills will close down. So there's a need to taste this muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna.
Although it refers to those who are the ushaq and lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that it is my desire, O my beloved Allah, that wherever your lovers are living, I must live amongst them. Wherever those people are living, who have your love in their hearts, they have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts. who are obedient to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I too be blessed with the opportunity to live amongst them and to die amongst them. That is the desire of my heart. One occasion, coming out from the Haram Sharif in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after having recited Salat and Salam at the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and having enjoyed some kind of kafiyat, when I came out from there, then this couplet was on my tongue. It was just like non-stop. I was trying to control it too, but it was just coming again and again. And I started pondering and reflecting that why suddenly this couplet? Here we are talking about living where the ushaq of Allah Ta'ala are living and to die where they are living. But then it suddenly that answer came into my mind that if we are desirous of living and dying where the lovers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are living, so then who can be the greatest lover in this world of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What kind of love he had for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So then, should we not be desirous of living there and dying there where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Yehi ishq ki alamat, yehi ishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zuban se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. What else is the proof that the person is a lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Kabhi zikr ho zuban se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That is the guarantee. Sometimes that the ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot stop talking about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No matter how much of restrictions you place upon that person, don't talk about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and muhabbat and deen and sharia and Quran and sunnah. He says, you can put me in chains, but I can't stop talking about my beloved Allah and his mubarak deen and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bulbul kunatu kar ainada, paabande sukoot aur khamoshi. Bulbul kunatu kar ainada, paabande sukoot aur khamoshi. Jab unko chaman yaad aayega, jab unko chaman yaad aayega, naale bhi zubaan par aayenge.
Faryaad labon par aayegi, jab unko chaman yaad aayega, faryaad labon par aayegi. How can you tell to the nightingale that don't lament and don't sing in the love of these flowers? He says, if you take it and put it into a cage, when he's going to think of the chaman, of the garden, of the beautiful flowers, it's going to sing, whether you like it or not. So he says, yehi ishq ki alamat, yehi ishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubaan par, kabhi dil se yaad karna. And I will conclude tonight with one last couplet. Inshallah, we will repeat this another time if Allah Ta'ala wills.
Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aash
عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے. What did I know, my beloved Allah, what is your love? All these words that I'm listening to, ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat and qurb and fanaiyat and all these things. Ya Allah, where did I know all these things? Tere aashiqo se sikha tere sange dar pe. If it had not been for these ushaq and lovers of yours, my beloved Allah, I would have not known anything about your love. I would have been all the time crying in the love of material things. And I would have been dying in the love of material things. So this is your fazl and your ihsan upon me, my beloved Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding and making amal.
Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں. مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں. ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے, تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے, سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے, سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے, اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیا, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ.
Oh my Allah, there's no one more sinful than myself in your entire creation, but you too are so far, so forgiving, so forgiving, so forgiving. Forgive all my sins, my beloved Allah. We beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir virde zubae mere ilah, la ilah إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ illallah illallahu 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 illallah اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين
Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Allah, Allah. We have raised our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You are most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most generous, most kind. My beloved Allah, you are most beneficent, most merciful, most tolerant. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have raised our hands before you. You are the one who dearly loves forgiveness, my beloved Allah. You love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ah, my beloved Allah, day and night, we used your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your own disobedience. Any other Allah would have destroyed us by now. How loving you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, in spite of having used your bounties for your disobedience, you still give us to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel. Mere pyare Allah, tujhe sa pyara khuda, aur teri hi hum nafarmani karte rahe. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah, we are ashamed. We are not justifying any of our sins. We acknowledge every sin that we have committed under the sun. My beloved Allah, you could have embarrassed us there and then. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have caused the earth to shake beneath our feet. You could have ordered the homes to fall over our heads. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. But my beloved Allah, you gave us another opportunity to make tawbah. Another opportunity to make tawbah. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. Ya Allah, don't look at our weakness in our tawbah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. You are Kareem, and the Kareem is the one who gives even to those who are not deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of your rahmat. We are not deserving of your mercy. We are not deserving of your kindness. We are not deserving of your bounties. But my beloved Allah, you are Kareem. And we are seeking from a Kareem Rabb. All treasures in your control, my Allah. There is no shortage in your treasures. From your unlimited treasures of forgiveness, forgive each and every one of us. Open the floodgates of maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Oh, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. We are turning towards you. We have extended our begging bowls before you. You have attached these bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. There is no such thing, my beloved Allah, as there being no connection. You are watching us this very minute. You are watching us, my beloved Allah. You are listening to us. We are not appealing and pleading before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us. Our hands have been extended before our Allah, who is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. You know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. For we have before us, my beloved Allah, our oceans of sins. But who is there to take us out of this ocean of sins besides you, my Allah? Who is there to give us a lifeline besides you, my beloved Allah? Take us out of the ocean of sins. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar aur mujrim hai. Hamare hal par raham farma. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are disbelievers, bless them with Iman and Islam. We are the ones who are at the door, my beloved Allah. We are not allowing them to enter into Islam. When they trade with us, when they deal with us, when they observe our actions, we are distancing them, my Allah. Amare hal par raham farma. Bless the entire mankind with hidayah. Bless us all with good health. We are sick and ailing, my Allah. We are complaining to you, my Allah, of our weakness, of our sickness, of our pain and our suffering. We are not complaining of your decision, my Allah. We are complaining to you, my beloved Allah. We are expressing our helplessness and our weakness before our loving, compassionate, merciful, most forgiving Allah. Bless us all with good health, whosoever, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing. Ya Allah, whether they are amongst us or anywhere in the world, bless everyone with good health. Ya Allah, whosoever is ailing amongst our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, bless them all with good health. Physical health and spiritual health. Hum sab bimar hai mere Allah. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with cure from your side, my Allah. Cure is in your hands. There is effect in dua, there is effect in dawa. But cure lies in your hands. Don't test us, my Allah, don't test us. Even if the sickness and the pain and the suffering and the poverty or whatever it may be is in the form of a rahmat and mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health. Change it to the rahmat of good wealth. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak, don't test us. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and of jealousy. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them leave the destination safely. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make their children obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give the parents the tawfiq to give those children the proper upbringing and to remove from their lives and from their homes all those things that's causing such amount of destruction to the morals of our children. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Keep us in the shade of your mercy at all times, my Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazla farma. Khudaya fazla farma. Khudaya fazla farma. Dil badal de. Fill our hearts with noor of taqwa. With the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tawakkul, with the noor of itaat, with the noor of namaz, roza and zakat, with the noor of hajj and umrahs, with the noor of charities, my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of disgrace. Ya Allah, you want to give us a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you and begging you and appealing to you and pleading to you. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, with your power of jazm, make us all yours. We do not have the himmat and the courage, my Allah. Make us yours with your power of jazm. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Let us not be like the proverbial sardine that can be snatched from the top of the water. Ya Allah, let us not, besides that nafs and shaitan can snatch us away, let us be the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. My loving Allah, my beloved Allah, my Kareem Allah. The ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering throughout the globe. Remove their pain, their suffering, their difficulties, their tests, their trials, their hardships. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kashmir, Sudan, Somalia, every part of the world, my beloved Allah. Assist and help the true mujahideen of Islam. Unki nusrat aur madad farma. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he sacrificed for us. He was stoned in Taif, he was stoned in Uhud. He was beaten up in the Haram Sharif, he falls down unconscious. He stands on his feet, long, long hours, praying for the Ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teeth mubarak become shaheed in the battle of Uhud. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for that Rasul who had so much of love for his Ummah. Ay Allah, in his time the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara were the cause of his pain and suffering. Today, with our actions and our deeds, and our engagement and indulgence in vices and evils, we are causing such pain to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine or dancing in some nightclub, or watching some filth on the porn sites of the internet, or watching some filthy movie or reading some filthy magazine. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbana. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabli wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat ka shtaleem ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khan kao ko qubool farma. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Ey Rabbi Kareem, Ey Rabbi Kareem. If our death is not destined, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations and the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and everyone who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after the majlis of zikr. What else have they set here for, my beloved Allah, this part of the night? We all have sat with great hope of your mercy and forgiveness. Ya Allah, whatever good wishes, good desires and aspirations they have fulfilled, And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the test, the trials, the sicknesses of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties, the sicknesses, the hardship, the tests and the trials. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے اللہ وملائکته یصلون علیہ یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.